Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Infinite, rather. Mike Dettelier joins us now to talk about Saints free agency. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you doing, Tommy?
I'm all right. Our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll asking people, should the Saints match whatever Miami wants to pay Teddy Bridgewater to keep him? I think there are two questions, of course. One is, should they? The other one is, can they?
Well, should they, I think, is probably the situation is Miami trying to get to where the Saints are on the offer. Because, you know, there are reports that the Saints have offered a contract in the range of $7 million or a little bit more. I don't think that's what the Dolphins originally kind of threw out there. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of talk in Miami that really the Dolphins were going to go after Tyrod Taylor, the former Buffalo Bill Cleveland Brown quarterback. And yesterday, he surprised virtually everybody when he signed with the L.A. Chargers to be the backup to Phillip Rivers. And then that threw the gate wide open, where now, you know, the Dolphins have made a big run toward Teddy Bridgewater. Again, we talked about this yesterday. Teddy's from that area, from the Miami area. He has one of his college star players that he played with, Devontae Parker, on that team. So, you know, new coach, new coaching staff, a lot of I don't knows, and, you know, you know it always happens. Just like in football recruiting, there's always sort of the ugly side of it where, you know, rumors start to come out about, that coach might not stay, that coach is looking for another job, this and that, and rumors coming out of Miami that they throw down that card, hey, that they don't think Sean Payton will be back in New Orleans next year.
Where does that come from?
No, listen, Tommy, if you're in this business, you understand that gets thrown out to every coach some kind of way. Other coaches use it at Nick Saban. Oh, he's too old, that, you know, he's going to retire fairly soon. Mm-hmm. They use it on Coach O. Oh, that he's not going to get an extension. You might be playing for a new coach. Everybody gets that thrown at him. And, you know, the rumor that he would go to Dallas and all. So, listen, that part I really believe is true because I've seen it happen so many times in this part of the game of free agency. You're trying to find every little angle. So to, you know, get a little bit more money there, you know, again, we talked about the restructuring part. I think you got to go back and see about what you can do with Drew Brees. And already that's, I think, taken effect where, you know, he's not taking a pay cut. He's still going to get $23 million this year. But how it's kind of structured into his contract, you can kind of open up some money that way. And now, today, you're going to have a visit from Jared Cook, the top free agent, tight end. Ziggy Ansah, it looks to be that he'll be in town either today or tomorrow. And you've already had Mario Edwards. So it's starting to heat up from the Saints standpoint, and they've cleared a little bit of room there with restructuring of Breeze's deal to give them a little bit of breathing room, not only for Bridgewater, but also to try to help yourself out at tight end and along the defensive line.
All right, so from Teddy Bridgewater's standpoint, does it come down to make less money with the Saints, presuming that the Saints care not to or don't match the offer that Miami makes, staying under Sean Payton's tutelage, staying under the Drew Brees, learning the system, heir apparent to Drew Brees, blah, 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 or going to Miami and being a starter there and making more money?
Yeah, pretty much that's what it boils down to. The other thing is you look at that Miami football team and you got a feeling that this time next year they'll probably have one of the top picks in the draft and they'll be looking at Tua Tagovailoa or Herbert from Oregon picking a quarterback. Come on, that's just the ways it goes in the NFL. So, yeah, Tommy, you're right about it. I think it comes down to that, where you feel more comfortable. I do know, you know, he's made it known about how he feels about Sean Payton, and they've hit it off really well. And I do think that that conversation, I think the closeness between Drew Brees and Sean Payton are there, that conversation has been had already about how much longer Drew's going to play. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, he can pass that to Teddy and say, hey, listen, they're not bringing him back just to be a backup. Mm-hmm. They, you know, Sean feels strongly that he is the heir apparent to Drew Brees.
You think Tua Tagovailoa, I can't say his last name, well, come back with us after the break, because it seems like, boy, if there's going to be an heir apparent to Drew Brees, it's going to be him, but there's no way, I guess, the Saints get him, huh?
Unless you get the first pick of next year's draft.
And that's not
good. I mean, you know, he's as the best SEC quarterback I've seen since Peyton Manning.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, with that type talent, and again, the kid from Oregon, Herbert, too, is pretty doggone good. So those two guys, you know, if you want to take money bets, those two guys are the two guys that you look for in next year's draft. But if you don't have an early pick, you won't even get a sniff of one of them two.
I thought about some kind of trade, you know, like a Ricky Williams kind of deal or something. We're going to take
a
break.
That's what you'd have to do to get them, believe me.
Well, you think it'd be worth it?
Well, depending on what you'd have to do to get him.
All right, let's stop here. Shouldn't I ask you, because we're late. We'll pick it up here when we come back. 620. I also want to talk to you about the process of free agency, because I've never been wooed before. 620, traffic now, WWL. 625, you know, I hate breaking news, because a lot of times that's overused, but this really is some new news, and that is that the NFL Network and Pro Football Talk reporting that the Saints have, in fact, restructured Drew Brees' contract. And I could give you all the numbers, but the bottom line is it adds about $10 million of cap money for the Saints this year. So $10.8 million it adds, almost 11. Mike, what does that tell you in terms? What does that do for the Saints in terms of, and first of all, presuming this is true, and it's come from a couple of different sources, but presuming that's true, how important is it that the Saints get that extra $10 million this year?
Well, again, as we talked about earlier, it opens up the vault for you. In a critical time, if you're looking to add players to your football team this year, you were pretty tight against the cap. And now you've got a little bit of room here to maneuver in trying to do a deal with Teddy Bridgewater. And again, this football team's in for now. So what it does throw is that money for next year. Mm-hmm. And again, you've kicked the can with it. But you know, you're all in it to try to win it. You try to do it last year. And we got the screw job put to us, and then now you got a situation with free agents visiting that you know, you need capital, and that's exactly what Tess talked about for 2 days now. Eventually, you got to go to Brees to get that money to get in the game, to make a money play for Bridgewater, for a Jared Cook, and again Ziggy Ansah. They're not coming here, you know, for the ambiance. You know, eventually it comes down to dead presidents printed on paper.
So in terms of 10 and 3, we got about $13 million now cap space roughly. How do you?
Yeah, I think somewhere in that range.
So you got
maybe
a brand new
bit more.
You got a brand new free agency credit card, if you will. You got $13 million open to buy on it. Priority wise, what is the first thing the Saints should go out and buy, Mike? And how far is this money going to go?
Well, first things first, you got to figure out what's going to happen with Bridgewater, because I think you've walked way down this aisle before. You've walked way down, and you got to figure out exactly how you can make this work. There's no doubt that they want him back, and they have made a huge money play to bring him back. And then secondly, I do think defensive line, because that's an area when you look up front in that defensive tackle position, because of injuries to Rankins and because of the probable suspension to Onyemata and Tyler Davidson still an unrestricted free agent, you're fairly thin at that. You need to add to the mix. Ansah is not an interior player. He's an edge guy. And then I think the third part would be a tight end, where it's not a huge group of tight ends that's available. Cook is probably the top guy. He's 32 years old, so he's a rent player. You know, you understand that you're going to draft one, too, if you end up signing Jared Cook. So I think that would be the priorities for the Saints right now, securing what you have as a backup quarterback and most likely the successor to Drew, defensive line, tight end.
couple of big torn Achilles tendon injuries with Dez Bryant and Sheldon Rankins. Have we heard anything about either of those guys and rehab and all that?
You know, that used to be a career killer. It isn't anymore. It really isn't. And, you know, and doing some work with some of the guys at Thibodaux Regional Medical Center, and they do an unbelievable job. The rehab now is less than a year on an Achilles injury, and you come back and, you know, they do unbelievable today. That's the one thing, Tommy, in my years doing it that has changed so much, the medical part, where injuries that you would think, you know, years ago, that ended the career. Today, you can come back from it and be every bit as good.
So we've not heard anything, right? You've not heard anything?
I've not heard anything on it. The one thing with Rankins, him being a young player, I don't think that's going to be an issue. Already with Dez, the question mark was just how much gas he had left in the football tank. From a speed quickness standpoint, that was already being questioned even before the injury. Now he has this. With Rankins, he's a young player. He's going to come back from it, but he may miss some early part of the season. That part of exactly how quickly he comes back is always there, because we saw it this year in basketball with Boogie Cousins, who had the injury, I think it was in late January of a year ago, and then he came back, I think it was in December, early January. So, but basketball is a little bit different than football, where you run in that court, and that's an unusual injury to see in basketball, not so much in football.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate your time as always, and I'm sure we'll talk to you the rest tomorrow as stuff progresses.
Well, I do suspect we'll be talking about some new news tomorrow.
Do you have any idea? You want to give us a little hint?
No, I think the Bridgewater situation is going to come to a head very, very quickly. And, you know, you're not bringing these guys in to tour the city.
Right.
You're bringing them in to sign them. And so I do suspect that you'll get some of that information in the next 24 hours real quickly.
Thank you, Mike. We'll holler at you tomorrow at 6:30. Your calls when we come back. Time now, WWL First News with David Blake.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.